Hello, this is Kyle Jones with the Fullness of Meaning Christian Ministries, where we do exegete the Bible in the original Hebrew and Greek, do go to pagan sources, in order that we might come back to bolster the strength, the truth in the Word of God, and to see the nest that we do rest in, and once again go out back out into the world to proclaim the gospel of Jesus Christ. Well, today is going to be a very short daily devotional where I will turn to Revelation chapter 17, verse 8. I might label this short lecture the bolstering of nothingness, or the support of the nothingness. I've covered the doctrines, the illusory doctrines of free will, which I do believe to be the doctrines of Satan in the seat or the pulpit of God in the last days, where though the ministers or the mouth of the pulpit is proclaiming the name Jesus Christ, the same mouth or beast system is denying the power thereof of God. That is, God's predeterminate counsel, God's everlasting ILA, or the ILA, the power, the strength, the verbal force, if you will. We are taking God as verb and turning him into a dead noun, that we may choose him versus him having chosen us before the foundation of the world. I believe that the Hebrew grammar gives the force to God as the verb and designates us as the dead noun, that we might be inflected of him as he rushes upon us. As we see in Jeremiah chapter 31, where Jeremiah says, "If you turn me, if you make me repent, I shall do those things, and then I shall be corrected, and then I shall go forth and proclaim your name." We might also turn to the book of Job, which I have covered in detail, where Satan does come to God as a rover, one who is roving, as a raven, if you will, and going to and fro amongst the earth, seeking judgment, if you will. If you go to the pagan mythologies, you do see the judgment of the roving eye of the wizard or the warlock or the witch using the raven as its eyes, or her or his eyes, to see what they need to do. If you will, that is a draw on a much older idea that I do believe comes out of the Bible, and God himself, when he used Satan as the rover, the one who sought amongst the earth to find that which is wrong or and needs to be rectified. So in the genius of the story, the tale, the book that we will one day understand in fullness, we have the Bible to teach us that God is the force and the only source that we have that causes us to think, to breathe, to be. The illusion that is put into the story that we might one day find out is nothing more than just a tool is Satan as a force. Should I say our ego, our will as a force, that we could do anything of our own free agency, if you will, free will. And we see this nature in chapter 17 of Revelation, that I might start in verse 1. "Then one of the seven angels who had the seven bowls came and said to me, 'Come, I will show you the judgment of the great whore who is seated on many waters, with whom the kings of the earth have committed fornication, and with the wine of whose fornication the inhabitants of the earth have become drunk.' So he carried me away in the spirit into a wilderness, and I saw a woman sitting on a scarlet beast that was full of blasphemous names, and it had seven heads and ten horns. The woman was clothed in purple and scarlet, and adorned with gold and jewels and pearls, holding in her hand a golden cup full of abominations and the impurities of her fornication. And on her forehead was written a name, a mystery, quote, Babylon the Great, the mother of whores and of the earth's abominations. And I saw that the woman was drunk with the blood of the saints and the blood of the witnesses to Jesus. When I saw her, I was greatly amazed. But the angel said to me, "Why are you so amazed? I will tell you the mystery of the woman and of the beast with seven heads and ten horns that carries her. The beast that you saw was," number one, that means it did exist in some point as an effect. And presently, ontologically, is not. That means that if we look at it for where we're at, that means right now as we see things clearly, it does not exist. Or should I say it has no force? And then again, I say number three, and it is about to ascend from the bottomless pit and to go to destruction. We will cover the ontological basis of the bolstering of nothingness from the Greek text in a deeper exegesis of Revelation chapter 17. Thank you. This is Kyle Jones with the Fullness of Meaning Christian Ministries.